Boy, the 8th edition now in Honolulu. Pow Wow was founded by artist Jasper Wong, who was joined by his pal, painter Kamea Hadar, then augmented by operations guy Jeff Gress. Whew, it takes a worldwide team these days. And our job is to keep it sweet in Honolulu, too. This is the opening of Pow Wow's annual Exploring the New Contemporary Movement show, the show that says mural art is the fine art of today. A lot of fun people here, like Carmela Rizuma and Raymond Maravilla.
We're kind of nomadic at the moment. A few years ago, we started working online so that we can travel as much as possible, really, and Hawaii is one of our favorite places to come visit.
Rizuma and Maravilla spent 10 years in New York City before they joined the increasing number of digital nomads who fluttered to Chiang Mai, Berlin, Budapest, Cape Town, even Medellin, Colombia.
So coffee, co-working, fast Wi-Fi, it's a great kind of lifestyle.
How do you know where you're going next?
It's usually guided by events, so we came to Honolulu for Pow Wow Hawaii, but then we're headed to Thailand to celebrate Songkran, which is Thai New Year in April. You know, I work in the nonprofit world, Raymond's an artist, and so those careers typically don't pay a lot. And so in order to develop what we want to do and to really make an impact the way we want to, we kind of have to live and work wherever we can, and we also love traveling. And then if our friends get married in the U.S., we go back home.
Outside the exhibition, Jasper Wong, Pow Wow mastermind and co-founder, was manning the T-shirt table and planning to change how we think. You know, I don't buy art, I can't afford art.
Especially in Hawaii, I feel like it's not something that people think about, or people think that's not something that they can afford, maybe. And that's why so many artists leave. They move to L.A. or New York or cities where there's a stronger art industry where people buy work. That needs to change.
That's why, for budding collectors, the 20, 30, and 40-somethings, the Pow Wow print sale and show tonight at Lana Lane is priced for you. Wong says Honolulu's their hometown, and that's a part of Pow Wow's flavor. But he actually gets a lot more buy-in from some of Pow Wow's other worldwide venues, like Taiwan, South Korea, Israel, Japan. Officials offer walls. They give artists keys to the city.
Actually, our first exhibition at Long Beach Museum of Art, we broke all of their attendance records. And so we know that it works. We know that it can hit like a new demographic, a younger demographic, to be interested in the arts, to be interested in buying memberships and museums. But the Hawaii Museum hasn't given us that chance yet to sort of do it in their main museum. So we're hoping that eventually we can make that happen.
They pulled their worldwide team together in Honolulu this year.
You know, at the end of the day, it's like none of us really like make money doing it. It's still very much a passion project for all of us. We work with passionate individuals in each city that put their heart and soul into bringing art into their hometowns.
This homegrown festival has turned into one of our most exciting exports. With our help, it'll stay that way in Honolulu, too. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.